Yesterday, Humboldt Bay fire units were dispatched to a possible water rescue in Humboldt Bay at the southern end of the first span of the Samoa Bridge after someone jumped from the bridge into the water. A high-risk incident due to the cold water conditions and darkness, Humboldt Bay fire units arrived on scene deploying rescue swimmers into the bay. Other personnel prepared for downstream operations should the tide carry the victim away from rescue swimmers. As those rescue swimmers crossed a 300-foot wide channel, the victim was able to make his way to shore on Indian Island. The rescue swimmers crossed the entire channel in just 7 minutes, locating the victim lying in mud and grass. At that point, the rescue swimmers quickly assessed the patient, who was showing signs of severe hypothermia and an altered level of consciousness. The rescue swimmers then relocated the victim to Highway 299 at the north end of the first span of the bridge, where additional Humboldt Bay Fire and EMS personnel were able to begin treatment. The incident has a happy ending due to early notification by passerbys, as well as the combined efforts of emergency services and the U.S. Coast Guard, who provided significant support. A parolee driver was arrested following a short pursuit in Eureka. Police observed a 1993 white rodeo on the 100 block of West Harris Street. It was a short pursuit, ending in the driver's eventual arrest on numerous related charges. Police ended up arresting 31-year-old Zachary Scott. The vehicle ended up on a concrete porch of a residence on Elizabeth Street before coming to rest. The vehicle did not collide with the residence itself, but it struck and damaged several flower pots. Meanwhile, a EPD K-9 team arrived on scene and began a track of the driver. K-9 Jimmy tracked Scott to a nearby residence where he was taken into custody at 3 a.m. According to the resident, Scott had entered the residence through a window. Scott was transported to the county correctional facility. He's booked for felony evading, resisting arrest, hit and run, driving on an expired license, and parole violation, while the woman that was with him at the time has been released from the scene. More KINS News, it's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
In a decision last year and efforts to squeeze more money into the state's budget, the state is ending redevelopment agencies. Cities like Eureka that used to depend on that money must now go without. We asked Eureka City Manager Dave Tyson how much Eureka stands to lose from the loss of redevelopment funds.
Well, for the city of Eureka, our annual budget for redevelopment is about $5 million. The state is, you know, looking to get out of this about $1.7 billion with a B to help with the state budget. And the likelihood of them getting all of that is slim, because it's more like probably $1 billion they're going to recognize out of this takeaway for 2011-2012.
And how does the city make preparations for this new change?
And our next step is the creation of a successor agency to our redevelopment agency. So redevelopment will be gone effective February 1st, 2012, and by then we need to have identified a successor agency. And in our case, we are recommending to the City Council that they appoint the City of Eureka as the successor agency to the Eureka Redevelopment Agency.
We'll bring you updates as the city goes through the process of liquidating these different assets.
With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.